Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that you are here. We thank you that you hear us. We thank you for your promise that you would hear and answer our prayers. Father God, we thank you for Lon and Lucy's family and for all of them being here today, for all of them who could be here today. For Travis' son Brandon, who's home, and for the twins who are here. Father God, we ask you to be with them. We thank you for their opportunity to come and visit, and we ask you to be with the twin who needs to have surgery, to guide those who seek to help and heal and make it be just a routine procedure, Lord. For our women's circle and their prayers and their ability to reach out to each other quickly and comprehensively and share the needs of each other so that they can pray for each other. Father God, what a wonderful example of Christian love that we should be so closely connected. For Tom's brother and his heart attack and the bypass surgery that he struggles with deciding whether to have or not or when or how, Father God, be with him, strengthen him, heal him, guide those who will do his surgery if it be your will. Father God, each of us comes at some time before your throne to be judged. We don't know when. We don't know how. Sometimes we have the blessing of knowing that it will be soon. Sometimes it comes totally unexpectedly. Be with each of us that we may be prepared to meet our Maker, to meet you, Lord, at any moment that you call us home. For Jessica, who is here this weekend, and Tucker, who came with her to visit. For Janice's family and the reconciliation that is happening and the new relationships and the new opportunities and the new place to stay. For Britt and Israel and both their families on this Mother's Day, Lord, we thank you for mothers and for the legacies that they have given to us and for the joy that they bring us and for the correction that they have given us that's made us better. For Jimmy Allen and Betty, after her quadruple bypass, Lord, we thank you that the bypass went well and that her family was there and that she is recuperating well. For our sound system and all our electronics and the people who help us to operate them, even when they don't operate like they should. Father God, we thank you that we have all these things. But most of all, we thank you for the sounds that we can make, for the praise that they help us make, for the wonderful worship that they contribute to. Father God, heal all these systems too, that they may work well and provide us with those needed services so that we may better our worship. Thank you, Lord, for being in our lives, for knowing our problems and for sharing with us our jubilation and our victory. Father God, be with Dottie Hall as she struggles with her cancer. We thank you, Lord, for our visitors and for our Hispanic ministry, and we thank you most of all for this church and all of its ministries that we have the opportunity to minister to each other and then to reach out into the community and minister to those in need. Father God, we ask you to be with Michelle's grandmother and her family in this difficult time, that there should be reconciliation and love and peace and joy, and that she should be healed and brought back to full health and strength. Father God, in all things, we seek to be your people and to do your will. We want to know you as though you were our parent because you are our Heavenly Father. We want to know you as deeply and intimately as we know our own fathers and mothers, and be able to talk to you and walk with you and hear your voice and know your thoughts. And so we pray the prayer that your Son taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Number 3.